Now, there are also, this is an interesting fact or finding, there are no cases of successful language learners who have not been exposed to lots and lots of input. Okay? I love this because I get teachers all the time in foreign language teaching, in teacher development, and also when I do workshops, who go, oh, well, you know, if you don't give them the grammar and drill them, they're not going to learn. That's the way I learned. And I go, well, are you really proficient in Spanish or French? And they go, yeah. I go, did you ever live abroad? Well, of course. Did you ever watch movies? Oh, yeah, I watch S-I-N all the time. I go, oh, you do. And the more I get them to talk, the more they realize that they have literally been exposed to lots and lots of language over the years. At the same time, this phenomenon, a common underlying factor of unsuccessful learners, people who get very low levels of proficiency, is restricted or inaccessible input. We see this in the research in Germany, for example, on the immigrant guest workers who live in isolated communities and are literally forced into isolated communities by the way the political social structure exists in Germany. And even though they're living in a German-speaking environment, they really don't have access to German speakers. They have access to each other, and they have access to their bosses, basically. Okay, so they're, even though they're in a German-speaking country, they're not really getting input. And that happens a lot in the US and Canada and many other places as well. Okay, we all